Good morning, Dale.
Boy, it's a big day for Jason Aldean.
He is turning the big 4-0, and he says, I still feel like I'm 30, even though my knees and back hurt when I get out of bed. I still have a lot of gas left in the tank. I look at Tim McGraw and Chesney, who are 10 years older, and if they're still doing it, so can I.
You know, I saw Garth Brooks at the country radio seminar, and what he was saying was he's closer to 60 now than he is 50, and he still feels like a kid. So you've got plenty of gas in the tank there, Jason.
He got at least 3/4 full, doesn't he?
Exactly.
You can buy pre-sale tickets today at musicofmerle.com for Sing Me Back Home, a tribute to Merle Haggard at Nashville's Bridgestone Arena, April 6th. Among the stars singing Hag tunes are Miranda Lambert, Kenny Chesney, Dierks Bentley, Willie, Jamie Johnson, and John Mellencamp. Granger Smith is touring again after falling off stage last December, breaking ribs and puncturing a lung. He had lots of help getting better, though. His 5-year-old London and 3-year-old Lincoln would put his socks on because he couldn't bend over. As for his tour rider this year, Granger says the essentials include unsalted almonds, apples, and bananas. Pretty healthy guy.
I love riders.
I know that. He needs something a little bit more scandalous than that, doesn't he? Curtis Rempel of new duo High Valley is counting the days till next month when his wife has their second child. They still don't know if it's a boy or a girl, so they have two names picked out. And finally, Maren Morris tweets, fake lower eyelashes are giving me life right now. I commend her for being able to put lower lashes on.
I wouldn't put them on either. I mean, what's the deal with that? Do you wear them?
No, I tried one time. I actually should have made a video of me trying to put them on. It was quite hilarious.
You know, when I hang out with women and they talk about all the things they do, it just underscores for me that I thank God every day that I am a guy.
So true. I'm Nashville Cat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.